Lamo. Moshe saying, Nosa Yisroish b'nei Gershon Gahem, v'deis v'loisam l'mishpachosam. Count the heads of the b'nei Gershon, also them, to their father's house, according to their families. Last week at the end of the parsha, we spoke about the chelik of Kohos of Shevet Levi to count them. Now it says Nosa Yisroish b'nei Gershon Gahem l'deis v'loisam. The Medrash Rabbah brings down a pasuk in Tehillim. I'm sorry, a pasuk in Mishlei, Yikarehi Mipninim. About this pasuk, Yikarehi Mipninim. Even though Gershon was the Bechor, we find all the time the Torah gives kavod to the Bechor, but because Kahos used to carry the Aron where the Luches were, the Torah places Kahos before Gershon. Originally it said, count the Kahos. Only afterwards does it say Gershon. And that's what it means when it says, Yikarehim et Pninim. The Torah is dearer than the Bechorah, which is called Pninim. The word Pnim means before. As we find, V'zois Lefnim b'Yisrael. This was before in Klal Yisrael. The Bechorah is called Lefnim. And Yikarehim et Pninim, the Torah is more dear than what comes before. It's more dear than the Bechayim. So the Kli Yakar asks a question. Well, what are we saying over here? The reason why Kahos was counted first, even though Kahos is not the Bechor, because Kahos carried the Arayin, and that's more Choshev. The Torah is more Choshev than Bechayim. So he Gufa. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Gershon carry the Luchais, to carry the Arayin with the Luchais? Why did he give it to Kahos? So now the Kli Yakar says two pshatim. Number one, if he would have given the Aron to Gershon to carry, then it wouldn't be nicker that the Cheshivas is Al Steira. Right? Maybe he's being counted first, not because he has the Torah, he's being counted first because of the Bechayra. But this way he gave it to Kahos to carry. And if Kahos is counted before Gershon, it shows that Torah is more choshev than Bechayim. That's number one. Number two, he says, we know that Keser Kahuna, that was nitten to Aaron Ubanov. Keser Malchus was given to Shevet Yehuda and to Malchus Beis David. Bechayim, we know, was given to the firstborn. Torah, the Torah is placed in front of everybody. Anybody can be zeichet to Torah. You can be the youngest, you don't have to be a kohen, you don't have to have any special yichus in order to be zeichet to Torah. So that's why Yikarehim Pninim is greater than Bechayra. Bechayra, you have to be in a special matzah, you have to be the oldest. And the same thing with all the other things. Torah is given to anybody. Anybody can be zeichet. So if Gershon would have been zeichet in the carrying of the Aron, so then it would have been mashma that in order to be zayich to Torah, you have to be a Bechor. The Torah b'davka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'davka did not do that. In order to tell us, Torah could be given to anybody. It makes no difference who you are, which family you come from, it could be given to anybody. It's a pella, you know, we just lost Reb Uri Zohar. It'd probably be the last person in the world that you would think would become a gadol and mamish a gadol in Torah. This person in the world, the number one TV star and producer in the history of the state of Israel. So that would be the last person you would think would be zeichet to Torah. And yet, you see what he was zeichet to. It's unbelievable. They called him the Rabbi Akiva of this generation. That's what the way they referred to him, the Rabbi Akiva of this generation. Someone that came from being a total secularist into becoming a Talmud Chacham Mufli. So the Torah is given to anybody, and that's why the Masa of the Luchos, the Masa of the Aron, was not given to anyone with any other title. It's left out in the open. Ufa to Torah, show us that. Anybody could be Zeich. It makes no difference who you are. Pasuk says, V'hizvadu es chatosam asher osu. Somebody steals, you should say vidui. This is the mitzvah of vidui on an aveir. So I want to say over a vart, which I said last year, I mean, I don't usually like to repeat things, especially not year after year, but because it's Negeya to another Ha'or that we're going to say, I want to say it over here. Kedusha Arim asks the question, this is the general mitzvah vidui, which is said by all Aveiros. So why does the Torah have to say by Gzeila? Because by the way, Zavayim is a general halach in tshuva, that one of the conditions of tshuva is that you have to be mizvada on your aveiros. Why does the Torah b'dafka say it l'gabi gzeila? Zokt the chedush yirim agbal the gibshat. Leave the emes. Any time a person is over on an aveira, is gzeila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us life, and he gave us koiches, and he gave us different opportunities. What was the purpose of giving us these kaychas? What was the purpose of giving us life? So that we should utilize it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But anytime you do an Aveira, so you're using it for a hepach, you're using it for the opposite. That's the big zegzela by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you take a need vidi, you have to be mizvada. So the Torah tells us the mitzvah vidi b'dafka by zegzela to show us that every Aveira is b'b'chinas, a kind of gzeila. There's a beautiful word from Rav Nosson Adler, not in this week's parish, in Parshas Mishpatim. Ki yitin ish al reyehu kesev o kelim lishmar. If a person will give his friend money or kelim to guard the gunam b'beis ha'ish, in yimotzei ha'ganav, if you find the ganav, yishalim shnoyim. So Rav Nosson Adler, the Chassam Sofer, Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh B'Rochet Taitzis, he gives it to Klal Yisrael, kesef or kelim, money and objects. You should know it's only lishma, to watch it for the sake of serving Hashem. If we steal it from Hashem and we utilize it for other purposes, then you have to pay shnayim. Number one, for not utilizing it for kedusha. And number two, for utilizing it for the other things. Then he says, oh, you must say a ganav, if he's not found the ganav, which means he does shuva, the nikra balabayas, shot. But also you see over there that in every aveir is b'pkin as a b'gneiv. So it says, vidui by gzeil over here to teach us that anytime a person's over on an aveira, he is stealing the matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. The ish as kodoshav lo yihiyu. A man, his holy matanas belong to him. Ish asher yitain la kohen lo yihiyu. What a person gives to the kohen, he has an ownership on. The simple pshat in the pasuk is that even though I'm chayv to give truma to a kohen, so one would think I don't own that at all. It's kodosh, it belongs to the kohen. Torah is teaching me over here, afal pi kain, you are considered an owner l'gabi tovus hanor. You have the right to give it to whichever kind you want, and even to gain monetarily on it. Even to gain monetarily. Moshe, you could tell a kohen, I will give, or you could tell even a ben Yisrael, right? You have ein eklach that are kohanim. I'll give my truma to your ein eklach if you can do business with me. You can make deals with it. Tovus hanor, and they want to say shaila. Titus had no mammon or not, but it is a bialus. You have the choice to give it to whomever you want. Of the Chavetz Chaim teaches it differently. Chavetz Chaim teaches the Ishes Kodosha, his holy meisim, his mitzvahs, his Titus meisim, Titus, lo yiyu. That's the only thing that belongs to him. The only thing a person could claim belongs to him is his Titus mitzvahs and meisim, Titus. Everything else doesn't come with him up to the Olam HaEmes. That stays right here. Chavetz Chaim gives a famous thing, he gives a marshal, to say, says there was a fellow that was called to appear before the king. He was accused of a terrible wrongdoing. His mama, she's in a pachad, and he needed someone to testify on his behalf that he's a good person. So he runs to his best friend, please, please, you know me well, you know I would never do something like that. Please come with me to the king. King, tells him to the king, I can't come to the king yet. I'm sorry, I can't go. So he goes to another fellow he's not as friendly with, and he says, please, could you come with me to the king? He says, go to the king. He says, I could escort you all the way to the doorway of the palace, that much I could do. But to mamish go in, that I won't be able to do. He's desperate now, and he's looking for someone to come with him. The one fellow he always encounters in the street, he says a good morning here, good morning there. Please, will you come with me? Please come with me to the king. Sure, I'll go with you. I'll testify you're a nice fellow. And he goes with him. Dr. Chafetz Chaim, a person's closest friend is his money. Baraya. He'll leave his family for weeks on a business trip. He'll be Isaac with his business. That's his closest thing. When the day will come when he has to appear in front of the king, the money doesn't budge. The money stays in the bank, the real estate stays where it is, all the things he had, nothing. Doesn't budge the clock. The next closest is his family. They're malavi him till the Pesach, till the Kever, and that's where they, Adkan, past that, they can't go. He has an occasional, encounter with the mitzvah here and there. an occasional encounter. So will you come? Yeah, the mitzvah. Gladly, mitzvah goes, mamish. The ishes kadosh of lo yihyeh. There was an Adam Godel that lived in the 1500s by the name of Rav Shimshon Wertheimer. He was a big Talmud Chacham. And he was also the minister of the treasury by the king. This was in Vienna. And the king loved him, and the king was always miayis with him. But as was always the case in history, most places, that when there was a yid that was close to the king, the goyim, and especially the galach, got very jealous. And the galach, at that time, imamish incited the king against this Rav Shimshon Wertheimer. He's stealing money, he's stealing this, Jews he can't trust, and on and on and on and on, and the king wouldn't listen. Finally, the galach tells the king, why don't you ask him how much money he has? And judge by that if he's taking money from the treasury. Okay, the king, he'll take a try. He asks him, tell me, how much money do you have? He says, I don't know offhand, but I'll have to go check my books. He comes back after a while, says, I checked my books, and he tells the king a sum of money that he has. He says, what? That's how much money. It was a joke. It was nothing near what he was evaluated to have. And right away, the king made up in his mind, he's going to have him killed. You know, well, he's alive. I'm openly lying in my face. That's what he has. I'm sure he has much more. The king summoned before him a brickmaker that had a big furnace with bricks. He tells the guy, tomorrow, when somebody comes to you and he tells you, have you fulfilled the mission of the king yet? Grab him and throw him into the fire. Afterwards, he called over Rav Shimshon Wertheimer and he gave him a letter for this guy. And he says, ask me, fulfill the mission of the king. He gets up bright and early, ready to do the shlichus of the king. And on the way, somebody comes over to me, says, please can you do me a favor? My child is the 8th day, and I need someone to be mama, I need my child, and you're a mother. I can't, I'm going now on a mission to the king. So the fellow tells him, you have a more important king to do a mission for. This is a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gets her, the fellow convinced him. And Lamaisa, he did the bris mila, and that took time. In the interim, the galach already knew about this whole thing, he was anxious to see if the guy did his shlichus. He goes over to the guy, he says, did you do your mission for me? He grabs him. Grabs him and throws him in. So it's a nice, Shimshon Wertheimer found out what happened for states if he didn't go. And the king heard about this, and he says, Vaista, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on his side, he's a god on his side. But he calls over Shimshon Wertheimer. He says, how could you have lied to me like that? Okay, I see that your God saved you, but how could you have lied to me like that and tell me such an amount? So he says, I wasn't lying to you. I was telling you what I really own. I checked my accounts, and this is the amount that I've given to charity. That's the only thing I own. And the biggest proof to that was that my money would have been gone if you would have been successful. All that money would have gone to you if you would have been successful. That is the biggest proof. It doesn't belong to me. The ish es kadoshav loy yiyu. Yankov Galinsky said over that when he was in Siberia, there was a yid there. He was screaming, I'm not moichel the pon of the shirov. I'm not moichel the kavn the rov. I'm not moichel them. I'm not moichel them. He said, what did they do to you? Two tzadikim. Because when they came to me to ask for tzedakah, they didn't force me to give more. He said, oh, wealthy fellow, the communists took away everything. He says, why didn't they force me to give more? This is what he's saying. I'm not Michael. Anyway, that's Pshat. The Ish as Kadosh of Lo Yihi. The only thing that really belongs to the person is as Kadosh. In the tragic parasha of Soita, the Pasuk says, the Kohen should take holy water in an earthenware keli. That's number one. Umin ha'ofer asheyia b'karka ha'mishkon yikach ha'kohen. He should take from the dirt in the ground of the mishkon v'nosen alamayim, and then v'hemen ha'kohen as her isha l'fnei Hashem. He should place her before Hashem. So there's three things over here. Yerushalmi points out, there's three things over here. There's mayim kidoshim, there is min ha'ofer, and there is l'fnei Hashem. So it's up to Yerushalmi to remind the woman of three things. Mayim, mayayim basa, mitipa srucha, because I'll say, akavi ben mahalal olaymer, hisaka b'shleish advarim, v'yatav olidei aveir. The mayim is mayayim basa from a tipa srucha. Lo'onat ha'olev, that's the offer. That's the offer that's in the mishkan. And l'fnei mi'at ha'osad li'din din v'cheshvin. That's the l'fnei Hashem. L'fnei melech malchei ha'melech ha'kodesh baruch hu. That's what the Yerushalmi says. There are three points here in the pasuk to remind the woman. So zot the meshech chachmin. We know there's a klalim of a kama odom mu'ud li'ayim. That a person, if he's mazik someone, b'shoigei, he's also chayiv. Because he's a bardas. A person should have thought where he was going, should have thought about what he's doing, and the fact that he didn't realize it is not an excuse. But the Rambam paskins, b'medvarim amurim, when is this said? That's only if you're in the reshus of the nizik. So then you're chayiv. But let's say you're in the reshus of Rab, or you're in your own reshus. So then you don't have to think so much, right? Then you don't have to think so much. It only applies versus Hanithik. So Dr. Meshach Chachman, that Akadim ben Mahalal is telling us an Eitzah. His tackle to Shloish Yidvar V'yataboli De'aveira. If you always look at these three things, you're going to come to the realization that the whole world is the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you could never even be a Shoigeg. Because in the Rishus of the person that it belongs to, and your Mazik and Hashem's world, you always have to be on guard. You always have to be on guard against the Yetzer Hara. You always have to be mindful of what you're doing. Even a shayge. Then you're not even going to come to a shayge because you realize that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does up the Meshech Chachman. Famous Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, the parasha of Saita. Where it says, Shimon HaTzadik said, Niyomai, in all my days, I never ate from a carbon asham of a nozir tameh, except for one time. Shimon HaTzadik felt that a nozir that becomes tameh, and he has to do it over again, he's not sincere anymore. He's not that sincere about his naziris. And b'meila, he was choshed the carbon, it's not fully a carbon, so he wouldn't eat. So for one time, he saw that a nozir was very sincere. What happened? Pamacha, the fellow came, and I asked him, Bini, what did you see to become a nozir? So he said, I was a royer, I was a shepherd for my father. One time I went down to the water, to get water, and I looked into the reflection, I mean, it's takalti, but vavoyishli, he's very beautiful, kruchosev, stuarsli, tatal, he was very good looking. Yad pachazala yitzri, my yitzhara jumped upon me. He said, you know, with your beauty, you can go out, you can do avodas, you're very attractive. So he said, Russia, lama ata mizgoya ba'olam she'ein shelcha? Why are you being mizgoya about gaiva in a world that's not yours? Avoda, I swear, agalchech l'shamayim, I'm going to shear everything off and give it to Shamayim. He says, Mashakti le'arosh yishim en atzadik said, and I said, B'ni, kamoicha yirbu nazirim b'yisrael. So the first one speaking about what was the big hispilus. And generally it's a hispilus in Hashem Shemayim. But what was the nakuda of hispilus over there? So sort of a big demilla that Sal says that first of all he carried on a conversation with his Yetzer Hara. We take the Eitz Hara for granted. Yeah, it's an inclination. It's an inclination. No. The Eitz Hara is a force within you to be reckoned with. And yeah, you have to speak to him. You have to put him down. He's a Marty light. I spoke with him. I carried on a conversation with him. That's one of his. But the second of his up to Rabbi the Miller, Rosh Alam Atam is Ba'ilu Sheinu Shalcha. Hashem gave me kaychas. If I use those kaychas for good, like we said before, it's good. But if I'm going to use it for a Araber, that's pure Zayla. That's Ba'ilu Sheinu Shalcha. This is not mine. And that's why I'm going to give it to Hashem. If that's what it leads me to, and there's a chash, I'm going to end up being Iron and Aveira because of these hair, because of this beauty, then it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. That was the aspirus that Shimon HaTzadik had, and Meila, he ate from that korban of the Nozir. Chazal say, Loma nismecha parshas Nozir leparshas Saita. Why is the parsha of Nozir next to the parsha of Saita? To teach me, kol haroya saita bikilkula, yazar atzmai min hayayin. Before she asks the question, if a fellow sees a saita bikilkula, he sees the terrible tsar, the anguish that she's under. What more do you need than that? That is the biggest lesson. Why do you also have to separate yourself from wine? Just watching that is a tremendous lesson. It was a nace. It's the only time in the Torah where the Torah is saimach al hanace. And only Klal Yisrael has this nace to maintain the Kedusha within Klal Yisrael. So you saw that tremendous nace. You see what happened to her. That should shock you out of your wits. No, Yazar Atzmim and Ayayin, why? So the Musa Sfarim say, and it's really based on the Ramban. Ramban says whenever a person has a heritage of Kedusha, he should right away do a maisa. It should manifest itself in a maisa. Why is that? Because a person being a Dover Chumri, a Gashmi is the Kibriya, feelings pass. Feelings come and they go, you have a nice feeling, B'shas Maisa, and all time passes, it's gone. But if you incorporate it into a Maisa, that is a Kiyam HaDover. Ha'odam Pu'al Al Pi Pa'alav. A person is made by his actions. So if you take that Hisayiris and you put it into a Maisa, that is something. Rabbi Chanan said over, that there was a famous maisa with the dibuk in Rad. The dibuk, the Chabetz Chaim should get rid of it. He didn't have an maisa with it. He gave it over to his talmidim. Took a whole week. And they spoke with the dibuk, and people were able to hear the dibuk talking. And they asked the dibuk, who's Chashev in Yenavelt, said the Chabetz Chaim. Well, they asked him, how is the Chabetz Chaim? Says he's like one of the Tanon. Why is he like one of the Tanon? Because he's the biggest masmid. Not because of Lashon Hara, not because it's because he's the biggest masmid. They asked him about Rabbi Chanan, about the Mamish. It was Pachad Chanan. He heard Dibbuk talking. Tois was Mamish Ashtur. The next day after the Dibbuk was gone, you would think that I would leave a Roshan up. The next day, everything was back to normal. Davening was like normal, and learning was like normal, as if it never had happened. What's the pshat? Because a person's a Ben Adam. And even though he could have that tremendous Isairus, but his goof with its tibas and it's the Eitz Hara schlepping you down. And the Chazon Ish used to say, he said that there's a special Eitz Hara called the Eitz Hara that's meant to be Mavatl, the Rishon of an Ace. There is such a Eitz Hara. But whatever it is, Isairus alone, it dies down. You have to incorporate it into action. That's what we learn from over here. But there's another machshava over here, and that is, kol roya saita bekalkula is not just an eitzer, but it's telling us the right chizuk. At the end of Masechet Saita, the last Mishnah in Saita, it tells us all about what's happening right now in the world. Be'ikvus in the Mashiach chutz b'yaske. There's going to be tremendous chutzpah. The orin yalbinu p'neiz kainim. Everything from the previous door is nothing. You mamish see that in America today, how they want to undermine the Constitution. Mamish, take it apart. That doesn't exist. Na'orim yalbinu p'nei zekeinim. There's going to be inflation, right? The gefanim are going to give off their wine, but there's going to be a... We mamish see it coming in front of our very own eyes. What was they doing in the Masechta Saita? And the answer is, Kavaroya Saita Pilkul Kula Yazar Asmin and Ayayin. We see clearly with our own eyes that this is the result of a world forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should be the biggest chizuk to us, that we should continue going on our way. In other words, it's not just an etzer of how to incorporate those feelings into a lemaisa. It's the right chizuk to us. You see we're going the right way. Take a look at what's happening to a world that zugs the chup from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that forgets about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the most advanced generation in technology and in science and in everything, and the wealthiest generation ever. And they're coming apart. Two of the most prominent cities in America, New York and San Francisco. I don't have to tell you, I don't even want to say with my mouth what it looks like right now. Mamish is coming apart at the seams with crime and with hashchasa or whatever. This is the result. This is the saita of Bizman Hazeh. And that gives us chizuk, that we Baruch Hashem, we go in the ways of the Torah, kolaroya saita bekilkula, that gives us chizuk, that our being mazeres asmenu from the taivis and the gashmias of Olam Hazeh and the ways of the secular world, that gives us the biggest chizuk, that we're going the proper way. Agud and Shabbos.